This alliance has suffered major, if not fatal, setbacks, out of which the following stand out. One, right from the beginning, it has been an alliance without common values and without a coherent shared strategy or ethos. It's been all about regime change, but it has not been about alternative values to the nationalist legacy, nationalist ethos. In fact, it's very instructive to note that most of the NGOs, with the support of their donors, who've been part of this process, were never given the opportunity. They have behaved more ZANU-PF than ZANU-PF itself, especially on those issues that they have criticized. They have not shown any behavior or holding of values and principles that constitute a paradigm which can be said to be an alternative. This has been quite fatal. Then there's been the failure of the MDC to win the 2000 election, which was quite a major blow. If you have such an alliance and you contest elections the first time round, for the transition that you have in mind to succeed, you must win. If you lose or fail to win, then your opponents, especially if they are nationalists, they will wake up the next day with a bigger and better plan, and yours will be an uphill struggle. And we saw this when the MDC had quite a difficult time in the 2005 elections. ZANU-PF actually got two-thirds majority in those elections as a result of the 2000 failure of the MDC. Then, of course, there was the split of the MDC in 2005 and the failure of Tsvangirai to win outright the March 29, 2008 presidential election, the failure of the MDC to win a simple majority in the March 29, 2008 parliamentary election, the signing of the GPA by MDCT in September 2008, the MDCT's joining the inclusive government in February 2009. We remember, some of us, that the mantra of the donors at the time was that no deal is better than a bad deal, and it appears that they went into a bad deal from their own point of view.